We'll get to Bob's Tuesday threesome here in about 25 minutes.
It's an interesting one that I believe everybody will have a very strong opinion on.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'll be surprised. I think it'll be a slam dunk on one of them.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I think if you change it up, though, you'd see a different poll. I can get to that during the break.
Okay, we'll get to that, yeah.
But also, if you follow us on the Fan 96.5 on Instagram, our wonderful Sophie downstairs put together a Love Island post, and we are the guinea pigs and are number one to be released into the wild. So you can see Mac with chest hair, Bob with two pec tats, and me about 100 pounds lighter.
I love it. I think I look outstanding awesome. In this. I don't know what she did to Mac.
Have any tattoos?
No.
Would you ever get one?
I would consider it, but it's not. I'm not into pain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those tattoos on your chest in that picture, though, are something else. They it's like good. Cupid with a gun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's, yep.
I enjoy it.
Do you know Austin. Those characters?
Yep, that's Austin. You're Nick, and I am Elan.
Is Nick a D?
Nick is,
of course.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Who am I?
You're Austin. Austin.
And what's his story?
Austin, he stayed on the show too long. No one voted him off. It was really frustrating.
That's honestly, perfect. Man. Hey, it ain't going to be much longer. You don't have to vote me off.
I'm sorry.
It's good. It's good. It's probably going to happen sooner rather than later. So,
oh, we're all getting sniped, man. I'm kidding. Oh, man, that's good. Austin, you know, like we're trying to think maybe these guys that we are portraying are these cool guys. Yeah, the guy you are is, yeah, he's a bag. Yeah.
Who's Dusty?
Apparently not a good guy.
Nick. He's fine. He's all right. People really like the new couple he's with in the show. Because his
couple.
So the like new girl he's with.
Oh.
The new girl he's with.
And then,
and you are,
and I'm Elan. I was on the show for like a week. I got voted out like pretty much instantly.
Okay. I mean, yeah,
yeah, it makes sense.
What's Wachowski doing?
Yeah,
kidding. Oh man, that's great. And you have chest hair.
I wouldn't call that chest hair. That looks like a
porn fuzz.
Yes,
yeah,
dude.
Yes.
All right, Elan, get to the. I don't know if that's how you say it. You know.
How do you say it?
Elan.
Elan.
Everyone started calling him Elon. I kind of felt bad for him. Yeah, I was like, it's Elan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sure a lot of people call Ian Eagle Ian.
Ian. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Ian Rappaport.
Okay. Max Chiefs question. 60 days, officially 2 months, even 2 weeks away from Chiefs training camp. Just 1 week away from the Chargers getting going, because they'll get going early them in Detroit.
Worms had legs.
Worms had machine guns, and birds wouldn't be scared of them.
I mean, that is a real quote.
Okay, so I got some audio to play. We'll have a discussion. But overall, the question that I'm asking today is, who is close right now? And then I want to get to history on of Mahomes' level as far as his intellectual level, his mental game. Who is on that level? Who's on that echelon right now? And who have we seen be on that echelon, not just in football, but in sports? Because Mahomes was on Kay Adams' show yesterday, and there were a couple cuts that just kind of get you juiced. Get your plums feeling something right down there. Yeah, get your plums nice and ripe, because this guy's ready. We heard this yesterday, but here's a cleaner cut.
You know, I'm honestly just ready to play football again. Whenever you lose, you kind of have this taste in your mouth that you want to go out there and revenge that or whatever you want to say. But at the same time, I feel like I've had to sit back and just listen to people talk. And I'm like, let's just play football and just handle it all out there. And I don't really want to talk about it. I just want to go out and show who we are as the Kansas City Chiefs.
He's ready to show it. He's ready to do it. And it's not just him working. It's not just him putting that extra work in that some people maybe don't think he does. He's talking to the GOAT about it, too. Here's him talking about Tom Brady.
Tom Brady had this incredible thing to say about how if he had to pick one person to sort of pass what he was able to do, it is you. He could have said nobody. No, I don't see anybody able to do that. You're in year 9, which is wild.
Yeah.
Wild since you were drafted. How much more do you think about your legacy now as 30 approaches, as year 9 is here?
I think that's always in the back of your mind, even from the beginning of my career. But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day, a day, just
screwed up the cliche.
That. And that's something that I've been conscious of knowing that how blessed I am to be in Kansas City, to have all these great players around me. And having Tom, a guy like that, say that, I mean, it just motivates me even more. And I've actually talked to Tom a good amount this off season, and it's cool that he wants to give me advice. You know, he doesn't have to be like that. He's such a good dude, and I have so much respect for him, and I'll take any advice he gives me.
What does he say to you? What's the best advice?
I gotta keep the secrets, you know. But he always talks about being yourself. He thinks that, which I truly believe too, is that guys can spot when you're not authentic and you're not putting in the work. And that's something that he did every single day. That's why guys respected him so much. And that's all I'm going to do for the rest of my career. And I feel like I've done so far is I'm always myself. No matter if you like me or if you don't like me, you know that I'm giving everything I can to win the football games.
No doubt he is. I mean, like what he said there at the end, like people are, you know, going to know if you're fake, if you're putting in the work or not. Is anybody doubting that Patrick Mahomes is not putting in the work in this organization? No, he's putting in that work every single day. You don't win at the level that he wins by not putting in the work in the offseason, by not getting everything. This is when you win championships. And I know that sounds so ridiculously cliche, and I didn't mess that cliche up. this is when you truly win those championships. It's what you're doing now. It's not what you're doing at practice on a Tuesday or a Wednesday in October. All the hay's in the barn by the time you get there. It's right now. This is when you win championships. And this is why Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid dominate, because while others are on the boat with Cardi B, these guys are out here working their ass off trying to get better. And the one thing that stood out to me in all of that from Patrick Mahomes is that he says, I've been concerned about my legacy since day one. That should be the best thing a Chiefs fan could ever hear, because that means all he wants to do is win Super Bowls and win championships. And it's not about him as an individual. It's about his legacy overall. And he says, I've been thinking about that since day one. That's a great thing to hear, because that means he's motivated to get 8, because that's the number right now. So he's got 5 more to go. Let's do this.
And he knows what that means for his past. He knows what that means for his future, the day-to-day. And he also knows what that means for the little ancillary stuff like the NFL Top 100.
I know it's coming. I mean, I know it's a year-by-year thing. And so there's a lot of great quarterbacks, a lot of great players in this league. And they can rank me wherever they rank me. At the end of the day, all I'm trying to do is win Super Bowls. And I don't care where I am on that list, no offense.
There it is, right? Like, he knows what matters. He doesn't care about if he's 2 or 10 or 15 or whatever it is. Obviously, he may care in week 10 and may have a petty celebration or planned, but and use it as motivation. But at the end of the day, he truly cares about hoisting more Lombardis.
That's exactly what it's all about. Yeah, I mean, there's not many athletes on this planet ever and currently that have been wired like Patrick Mahomes to sit out there and say it's all about winning those championships. I mean, just look about it with his money. I mean, he continually takes less money than he's worth. He should be making the entire salary cap, quite frankly. You know, like that's how good this guy is. And it's never been about that money. He's never been on one of those, you know, money grubbing, you know, tours where he's looking for every dollar. You know, he's not grifting around out there trying to find the highest paying team or anything like that. This guy is going out there with one goal in mind, and that's to win the damn Super Bowl every single year.
And if you listen to the calmness in his voice, man, he's just ready to go scorched earth. If you don't think this guy's ready, if you don't think this guy's put in the work and prepared to go calm level down everyone else, those first 2 weeks of the season, man, that's going to be the best 2-0 feeling ever. Because I'm telling you what, not just my friends who are Chiefs haters, national people truthfully think this Chiefs team has a chance to start 0-2 because of the damn Chargers and Eagles. Get ready, guys.
It's Chargers 2 days. Eagles.
Hello, America.
Yeah, I think that should be the message from Patrick Mahomes. And again, look, I don't want to sound like Emmanuel Nacho, but because you asked the question mentally, like where he's
mentally
at.
Who's
I still
level
get flabbergasted within games, and I know that a lot of people that watch these Chiefs games probably do the same thing, where he does these things that I don't see a lot of other people do. And those things are knowing exactly where the line of scrimmage is almost every single time. I watched the Cincinnati loss in overtime, which that's the worst he's finished outside of going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
In 8 years as a starter, the worst.
Losing the AFC Championship game.
In overtime.
That's right.
By 3. So that's why the Acho thing is outstandingly terrible. Because his worst season, he finished an overtime loss to a team that went on to the Super Bowl in the AFC Championship game.
Do you think Acho knows what Patrick Mahomes has accomplished in his career?
No, I'm being
serious about that. Do you think that he knows that Patrick Mahomes has been at least to the AFC Championship game every year that he's been a starting quarterback?
Whereas I think that you could also have the discussion that maybe sounds like I'm defending Acho, which is, I think when it comes to raw talent, I think the closest thing to him is Josh Allen.
No doubt.
Now, I don't think that that is as close as Acho thinks it is, but there are things that Mahomes does that I would just consider like geeky or goofy, where like he'll be running and he'll maybe see a holding call, and we've seen this before, where he'll look back at the ref to see if he threw a flag to know what he needs to do in that moment for that play. Like, does he bust his ass and try to get a first down, or does he know there's a holding call getting called? I'll just run out of bounds or throw it incomplete so I don't risk injury, don't risk anything like that. Like, that's mentally beyond what you see a lot of people do. And when you see those little things that Mahomes does, or in the 13-second game, he's getting ready to get sacked and he throws a pass, it's like a knuckle puck, and he knew the whole time that Kelsey ran the wrong route, but he knew that Kelsey was about to move back and he threw it into a spot and it was a wobble duck pass and Kelsey still catches it for a first down. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the type of stuff that he does that's beyond what you normally see. And again, you look at where his biggest failures are. Two blowout Super Bowl losses and a loss in overtime in the AFC Championship game. And we're going to have a conversation that because these guys have MVPs, there's a close room.
Seriously, like, you can't give Patrick Mahomes the MVP every year because you just don't, right? It's stupid to think otherwise. And, you know, because he didn't get all the MVPs and didn't win all the Super Bowls, we're going to knock him down. I've never seen an athlete, quite honestly, in my lifetime that has been so overly criticized like Patrick Mahomes is. No matter what this guy does, for the successes that he has, nobody gets criticized. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow face less scrutiny and less criticism than Patrick Mahomes does. And Patrick Mahomes is the GD king of this league.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Yeah, I was talking football with one of my friends. You know him, Bob. You saw him, the Tom Brady jersey at the tailgate over the Chiefs.
I don't remember, but yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Okay. He said that...
A lot goes on in the tailgate, Mac. Okay. Which, by the way, Ralph's selling the bus. So if anybody has 20 grand and wants to buy the bus, Ralph has officially put the bus up for sale.
Wish I had 20 grand. But yeah, he said the Chiefs can't win more than 13 games. Can't do it.
Well, can't.
They can't
Why?
Do it.
Why yeah, can't they?
Schedule's too hard.
Can't.
Yep, I've can't never, do
can't
it.
Is not a word, first of
yeah,
all.
That's exactly right.
And second of all, okay.
I know. I said, okay. I love
okay,
that.
Okay, yep. Patriot
more
fan.
Motivation. Tampa Bay fan.
Okay. You said Brady. I went immediately
yeah, yeah,
to
he's
I mean,
the Bucks jersey. Yes.
I still don't remember, but whatever.
Jeez. All right, one word. We did not get to it yesterday. I should have gotten to it over the break. The Rashee Rice news.
Yeah.
One word on the Rashee Rice
what
news.
What was the news exactly?
There is a civil court case in December. No criminal court case. Looks like that won't be probably till even next year. So it looks like there's
a good chance. Whoa. I thought you said he's going to get suspended for four games.
A good chance that he's not suspended at all this season.
Yeah, I mean, okay. It's not with kind of what we said. Like, this thing is moving at a glacier pace. Seriously, yeah. Like, this happened, what, now almost two off seasons ago?
Yeah.
Right? Not this off season, last off season.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I let the law be the law.
Our wheels of justice are in slow motion.
I can't force police to pull people over. I can't force judges to make decisions. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
That's right.
So that's my response to that. My one word is, yeah. I don't know how these things work. So I don't really have an opinion.
Yeah.
How can you have a civil trial before the criminal side of things takes place? Usually the civil trial and the civil case happens after you are acquitted. Just look at the OJ situation. Mm-hmm. He was acquitted of murder. Then they sued him. That's kind of the way it worked. At least I thought. Again,
and then he
I'm
wrote
not.
A book called If I Did It.
If is a big word in that. If. Mm. Okay.
It's an acronym for I failed.
Let's not start talking about OJ and what he may have done. He was acquitted.
OJ Mayo?
Yeah.
He was paid before NIL.
Yes, he was.
That guy went to USC?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That he was a top recruit. Whatever happened to that guy?
He played with men, man. Like, I don't know.
Was he a Clipper for 5 seconds?
I don't think so.
I thought he was a Cav.
I was going to say, he seems like a Cleveland guy. Yeah.
May have gone to Orlando. I don't know. Okay, one word on this KC College game. The Nebraska-Cincinnati opener, Arrowhead Stadium, has been named the Kansas City Classic. The organizers are hopeful that it's the first of many. Battle Sports, based in Omaha, will be the sponsor.
I think it's cool, but it's got to be big for me to be interested in it. Like, Cincinnati-Nebraska is a nice start, but don't give me, like, any of the three locals. That doesn't move the needle. Sorry. Missouri-Kansas, Kansas State playing a game at Arrowhead Stadium doesn't get the juices flowing for anybody. It's got to be big. Like, if it's going to be Arrowhead, if it's going to be the Chiefs, make it big. Cincinnati-Nebraska, really nice start, good fan base, you know, in Nebraska, but let's look bigger. Let's get an Alabama game here, an Ohio State game, a Texas game, Notre Dame, if you can convince them, and they'll take a check. So I just think, as long as it's big and it's not just becomes like a regional, okay, 30,000 fans are going to the game type of thing, I'm good with it. I just want it to be big.
I think it's fun. We get Dylan Raiola versus Travis Kelce. So there's a Mahomes-Kelce tie there, right? Cincinnati, the University of Travis Kelce's alum. And then Raiola is, well, what Mahomes... If Raiola cuts his hair, what do we think?
FBI needs to be involved at that point. Like, we need a radius around Patrick for this guy.
But, I mean, I don't know if, like, Nebraska, Cincinnati does it for me. I'm like with Bob, like, big, right? Like, that's kind of an easy, you know, like, plug and play with Nebraska, Cincinnati. But, like, what if it was... Like, I think that they should just have it be Missouri versus Kansas. I know that that doesn't move the needle for a lot of people, but locally it does. And what's all that matters? Selling tickets.
Yeah,
getting
selling
people
tickets,
to the stadium.
Yeah.
You're going to sell that thing out if it's KU versus Mizzou.
If it's Missouri versus, like, Arkansas State or Kansas versus Coastal Carolina, nobody's interested in that crap.
Somebody says, or Iowa versus Penn State. That'd be big.
That'd be a nice game. Huge. Yeah. Iowa-Penn State. Hell yeah.
More points in those in these two games. Skeens versus Mizorowski or Iowa versus Penn State.
Skeens versus Mizorowski. Iowa-Penn State. Sure. That sounds fun.
That's a great Big Ten matchup. That'd be fun. One word on the quarterback starting today on Netflix.
Awesome.
The series.
Okay. It's going to be good. Yeah, I'm excited. They did a great job the first time, right? Took last year off. I'm excited for it.
This year it's Goff, Cousins, and Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Fargo, much more entertaining than the quarterback.
Okay.
Just saying. Like, I get the quarterbacks there. That's fine. If the Royals are up 7-2 again tonight, throw on episode one. Why not?
Right.
Or if you got time to kill, watch an episode. But, I mean, come on, man. I'm about to have 7 months of football. Get you some Fargo in your life.
I'm excited. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
You're going to skip nap day for the next 3 days just to burn.
Is it all come out today, or is this a weekly release?
I don't know.
If it's all out today, over under 2.5 days, Matt gets it completed.
Under.
No way.
Serious question, though. Do you guys prefer all at once or trickled out week by week by week?
Depends on the show.
I want it all at once.
Yeah,
no matter the show, no matter what it is, I want it all at once.
Yeah. Because I'll forget to go back.
I love how they do Stranger Things. Here you go. Here's 6 episodes. They're all an hour and a half.
Every 4 years.
Your own pay. Yeah, that's what sucks.
Yeah, that's the part that blows. People are older than me. One word on going over to baseball. No Bobby Witt Jr. in the home run derby. That is now official. One word.
Who's in it?
We got Cal Raleigh, Ronald Acuna Jr. You have, what's his name? Gosh. The guy from Washington that's a baller.
Okay.
I can't think of it. James Wood, not the actor. Ooh, piece of candy.
Yeah, ooh, piece of candy.
Among other names, but yeah.
I'm good with it, actually. Fine is the word I'll use, because I think Bobby needs the break, too. I think they all need a mental break on that team. And having those 4 days off with, and, you know, Bobby and obviously Bubich are going down to the All-Star game to play a little bit, but to not have the pressure, I don't think Bobby needs that at this time, so I'm fine with it.
Missed. I think baseball has to put their stars in there. Bobby Witt Jr. had us all on the edge of our seats. I know it was us in Kansas City, but it was also baseball players out there. I know that, you know, I get too involved in the baseball card thing, but there's a following. You know, you got the Wittesons out here from 10 to 2 that would love to see Bobby Witt in that tournament. And I just think this is one of those things that baseball needs to use their stars. I mean, one of the best home run derbies we've ever seen was when Josh Hamilton was on top of the world and he put on a show. Aaron Judge put on a show. Mm-hmm. Bryce Harper put on a show. Bobby Witt Jr. last year put on a show. But hey, look, there's other stars outside of Kansas City as well, but I think it's missed. I mean, I think Bobby Wood Jr. is...
What if Bobby said no?
That I don't know yet. So, I mean, if he did say no, then he said no. But I don't think he was asked to have the opportunity to say no. So, unfortunately, and not starting the All-Star game as well, which...
Yeah, you know not what? Starting and being a commissioner's exemption, they probably just looked at him this year and said, not your year, kid. Come back next year.
You know what? But hopefully that fuels and awakens exactly. a sleeping giant. And right. I don't know what you've seen in the last 2 weeks out of Bobby Wood Jr., but it's been pretty damn good. He's hitting 296 last night, went scorched earth. By the end of this week, he'll be at 300. Everybody will be like, wait, he's not starting? Yeah, the number one of the team captains for Team USA and the starting shortstop for America's team in the World Baseball Classic is backing up a rookie out of wherever, Sacramento, Scranton, who knows?
It's a joke.
Come on, baseball, do better.